What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of No Reserves Radio. I'm your host, Angelo. With me, as always, is Alex. And Alex got mixed feelings.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you, Angelo? Mixed feelings here as well. I mean, as I said, we're going to have to settle for a split here in terms of outright picks. Not great.
Not great. I mean, I feel pretty good about shoot. At least my team was, in it. You were making fun of me because I said the game felt like it was over with the Eagles game when it was like what 14-6 or something like that. But it really did feel like it, like Washington wasn't stopping Philly, and that's the ball game right there. But you didn't, want to acknowledge it mid game. You'll have to acknowledge it today, unfortunately. But the Bills, I mean, listen. The Bills did what I said the Bills were going to do. They limited the turnovers. They were actually a lot more aggressive on fourth down than I was expecting, but apparently you can play perfect and Patrick Mahomes can still beat you, so, or close to perfect.
Inevitable, as they say.
Like, I don't know. I feel a lot better than you should be feeling right now. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. Mixed feelings about that Washington game, honestly. Because you look at that game, and it's like, and I guess we can start with that one since that was actually the first game that happened. And this way, you can get your victory lap out of the way.
I just want to ask, are you ready to apologize to the Eagles and give them their flowers and say they are the best team in the NFC and deserving to go to the Super Bowl? Go on. In fact, the stage is yours if you want to say all that.
It's interesting because I don't think they are the best team in the NFC. I still think that's probably the Lions. They just got caught on a shitty day. But hey, for all intents and purposes, they do deserve to go to the Super Bowl because, like, while other teams had mistakes here or there that costed them, and this Washington game was the perfect example of it. I don't think Washington was any worse than Philadelphia. When you look at it, when you take away the turnovers, because that's the one thing that really changed the
Oh
game here.
man, crazy. You're telling me the team that turned the ball over less won. Yeah, that totally isn't a theme that we've been keeping track for this entire playoffs.
Well, yes,
Absolutely.
but the thing is, those turnovers. Let me try and explain it to you. Those turnovers, like, all of them came
He was
in
trying to do too
very
much.
it wasn't even Daniels. Like, Daniels had one pick. The team had four turnovers. Like, there's three fumbles by I believe it was Austin Ekeler, then it was Dyami Brown, and I believe there was yet another fumble from someone that I really can't remember right now. But I think it was on the kickoff. It was by Jeremy McNichols. On the kickoff, he fumbled that ball as
Could have been
well.
Luke McCaffrey.
Could have been. Hey, Luke McCaffrey, I don't think he even recorded anything. So,
I
but he
know.
had a target. He had a
Yeah.
target. But no, those fumbles really changed the game because one of them is on a kickoff. Like, that's immediately a drive that you lose. Philadelphia is set up inside of the 30. They go on. I'm not sure if that one went for a touchdown or if they had to settle for a field goal. Then they had a fumble around midfield. I believe that one was the Austin Ekeler one. And then you had the Dyami Brown fumble as well. But the thing was, like, Commanders were actually getting some stops on offense. And I remember, like, that game looked, I mean, looked rough when they were up. I believe it was 14-3, if I'm not mistaken. Then they got the touchdown, the 2-point conversion. They actually got that game. They missed the 2-point conversion, that is, but they actually got that game fairly close. And every time they got a stop from Philly, when it looked like they could actually get ahead in the game or get back into the game. Like, for example, I remember an instance in the second half where they were down 2 scores. They stopped Philly. They are driving downfield. They can actually get it to a 1-score game. They fumbled the ball there. Like, those drives really got killed by those fumbles, and their momentum sort of seemed to be stuck by those fumbles as well. Yeah, you had the pick by Jaden Daniels, but I think the fumbles really costed them more than that interception, to be honest. So yeah, it's hard. Again, as I said, Philly didn't commit those mistakes. They had their game plan. I mean, Saquon was just running with that ball. Like, the breakaway, the first play of the game by Philly is a breakaway run by Saquon. He was getting those runs in, so props to them for that. The in those short yardage situations when they got the turnovers, Jalen Hurts managed to get those touchdowns as well. He ended the game with 3 touchdowns, Saquon another 3 touchdowns. So props to them for that. But I really think the scoreline in the end doesn't reflect how this game was. But maybe it's me, it's some bias that I have here left. But I really, it could be
Against the Eagles,
100%, it could be. But I
you
don't
know,
think this game.
resident Eagles hater.
Yeah, I get all of that. But I remember, and probably this was the moment, the pivotal moment in the game. They were up, I want to say that they were up. Yeah, they were up 34-23. Commanders have the ball in hand. They go down, marching down the field. It looks like the momentum is on their side. They're driving the ball, as I said. Momentum is on their side. That drive really seemed to me like they were going to put it in a 3-score game, get the touchdown, get the 2-point conversion, and that's the drive where you have the Dyami Brown fumble. And after that, I mean, they just could never get back into it. So I think, like, for 3 quarters, this game looked like it was very close. It looked to me like Washington could have gotten their hands on the lead at some point in that game, but they got screwed by those fumbles. And I mean, the turnovers really killed a lot of these teams in the playoffs. As you said, it's been the team of the playoffs, and they turned the ball over 4 times. Eagles turned it over none. That's how they got their win. So props to them for that.
Predicting the playoffs is sometimes as easy as that, buddy.
Hey.
Really is.
They needed to get caught eventually, and they were getting caught eventually, the Commanders, because they were getting away with a lot of these games with the high turnover amounts. And then, I mean, the first game versus Philly, they had 5 turnovers. They won that game. But yeah, in the playoffs, when the Eagles got those turnovers, they managed to convert them into actual points. The end score, I mean, they beat the Commanders 55-23. There's no chance in my mind that this game ever looked like that big of a blow-off, of a blowout, that is. So, mixed feelings because of that, because I think it is deserving of the Philadelphia Eagles for what they have done so far to get to the to get to the Super Bowl, because that defense has been playing great. The offense gets the points that they need. I don't think they were the best team in the NFC. I still think that's the Lions, but they got caught on a bad day, and that screwed them. But this championship game, I don't think it was as bad as the final scoreline says. I don't think it was as bad of a blowout as the scoreline says. And I think the Commanders, had they not got one of those big fumbles in those key moments, and they would have probably gotten like that 31-33. I think this is a whole different ball game. But woulda, coulda, shoulda, right?
Yep. That's a good one. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I
What's
like
your
that. I
take on the
like that a
game?
lot.
What's your take on the game? Is it close to mine? Do you think like this was
No,
actually
it
a
was never
blowout?
close. It was a blowout. Alex, they
Yeah.
couldn't stop Philly.
I mean, they
They
could.
were
They got the
running.
stops.
Oh my God, stop it. They were running all over them. Like, this was a win so like dominating that I'm actually extremely conflicted on who I want to pick to win the Super Bowl. Because I could see a few things happening, but like so you think that even if they didn't turn the ball over 4 times, the Commanders had a chance in this game? I don't think that even if they They didn't turn the ball over. I don't think they can stop the Eagles' offense. I don't. They were running all over them most of the game, Alex.
They still managed to get more points out of the amount, more punts out of the Eagles' offense than what the Eagles got out of Washington, by the way. That's an interesting stat. They still, if I'm not.
Well, yeah, because you don't punt the ball when you turn it over.
Well, yes, I'm just saying, like, they actually got stops on Philly. Like, they got the two stops for those punts. If I'm not mistaken, they also got a fourth down stop. Plus, like, and this needs to be addressed because if this happened versus the Chiefs, oh, buddy, the amount of Hank that would go through the newspapers today and the amount of rage comments that it would be all over social media against the Chiefs. But I think I saw the craziest situation ever. And you tell me because you watch football way longer than I do. But like I never saw anything like this happen. So the scenario is it's a second and goal. Philadelphia is like inside of the 1 yard line. They're trying for the tush push. And Washington actually tries to come up with a very creative way of stopping it. Because if you get a false start or an encroachment penalty in there, it's not a first down. So it's just yardage. But they're already inside of the one. So what they try and do there is you have Frankie Louvu trying to time the snap in order to try and jump over the line and try and stop Jalen Hurts. So the play runs, he tries to jump, he jumps offside. Okay. Repeat. Like they get like inches. He goes, does it again. Okay, repeat. Then the Eagles started and tried to hard count them. So after that, the offensive line moves. The defensive line moves. So that's encroachment again. And the referees came out and they say, okay, we have advised Washington that if they jump offside again, and we think it's with any sort of intention, we will award Philadelphia a score. So like Philadelphia is just sitting in there and they're just hard counting him. All they want because like Washington can jump. Like Philadelphia were the ones forcing it a lot of those jumps off the line by Washington. But the refs were just like, yeah, if you have another offside, we're just gonna give the 7 points, the 6 points to Philly. And that's that. And yeah, then the next play after the refs say that like no one tries to jump, Jalen Hurts takes it for the sneak for the easy 6 points. Like, have you ever seen anything like that? Isn't that just like crazy?
Kind of that's kind of hard call because they were kind of in a situation where they felt like, granted, I guess the Chiefs did do this in a sense and they didn't get warned. So if you want to go back to Chiefs favoritism, because I believe while I was watching the Bills late, one of the I think it was Romo. One of the commenters mentioned that Chris Jones was basically starting early on his jump on those fourth down plays and just either not getting caught or not getting called. So we did see that dynamic just in the extreme opposite end where
Well,
the referees just ignored it.
slightly different because like the refs could miss those jumps, and those weren't like repeated jumps. It wasn't like a goal line play in which like he was
That's fair.
repeatedly jumping offside. While on defense, like they had what like five or six encroachment or what's the other one? The neutral zone
Encroachment,
infraction.
offsides, neutral zone infraction.
Offsides, yeah, like they have like six of those calls in a row, and after that, the refs are like, okay, any more, and we're gonna award 6 points to Philly, and that's a second down, by the way. So I get what you're saying, like Chris Jones probably should have been caught in those plays. It's different in the scenario in which like those were
And those were
repeated.
late situations where the Bills needed that first down. That was fourth and I believe two or one, and it was like at half field, and there was 3 minutes left in the game. But anyway, go on, sorry.
No, I just like, I think it's kind of crazy that we have sort of cried that the tush push is an easy play on that it should be banned and it should be this and it should be that because no one can stop it. And the moment a team actually comes out with a creative way of trying to stop it, which is like, okay, we have nothing to lose, let's time this.
Going off sides.
But I mean, it's a second and goal inside of the one. Like they were giving
Creative way
me
to stop
inches.
this. Going off sides.
Yeah, like trying to time it, go over the lines and try to stop him as he goes for the tush push. Maybe try and force a turnover. I thought it was like fairly creative for the for what you can do in that situation. And like they actually come
Fairly
up.
creative to break the rules.
I mean,
Blatantly break the rules.
yeah. Okay, I understand. It's breaking the rules until you time it perfectly, right? If you time it perfectly, you're not breaking the rules.
I mean, I guess technically that's true.
That's all they were trying to do. But after Philly realized that, like, the refs told him, okay, if you keep doing this, we're actually going to award you a score. And after it was like this, they did it three times. The refs came out and they said, okay, if you keep and try to do this, we're actually going to think about awarding a score to Philly. Then after this, Philly just art counts them. And after the art count, like they jump off sides once or twice, and they're like, okay, next time it happens, we've advised Washington that the next time it happens, we're going to award the score to Philly. And Philly just takes the tush push for the touchdown. I thought it was kind of crazy because, like, I thought it was a fairly creative way of trying to stop the play. Like, okay, I understand you're jumping off sides,
Terrible for the.
it's a
Here's
flag.
another argument. It's terrible for the viewing experience.
Well, yeah, it's also terrible for the viewing experience to like having to watch a play that is like 99% a touchdown if it happens. I also think that's kind of like takes the edge out of the game a bit.
That's fair. That's fair.
So, hey, I think they are onto something there. And if they had caught Philly, I think that probably works because they might have not expected it, but like the first time that you jump off sides, they're aware what you're trying of what you're trying to do, and the second time they were just like, okay, we're not actually doing this, and we're waiting for them to keep jumping offside until they get tired of themselves. So, but like as a surprise way of stopping it, I think that's probably going to work sometime. But like the end result of the
The
refs coming
innovative
in.
way of stopping it is using the run commit feature in Madden, except in real life.
Yes, it's just like when you're
Oh,
mad, when you're pissed at the opposition, you just like run with the defensive line all the way to the other side. That's what you need to do. But I think eventually that's maybe going to work. But the end result, I mean, damn,
maybe if
I
you're
never.
KC and you don't get called for it.
No, Casey actually found the good way of stopping it, but stops the Josh Allen one. Like they just watch tape and they're like, okay, he always goes to the left. He never pulls the guard to the right, so we're just gonna go left. And they stopped him like two times. Perfect. But since the actual inventors of the quote unquote tush push do it a bit better, you have to find more creative ways of stopping it. And I think Washington is onto something, but the refs just flat out saying we're going to award 6 points to Philly if you keep doing this. It's just kind of weird to me. I never heard that. Have you ever seen anything like that? Like,
No, I honestly, I think that the argument to ban the tush push is the strongest right there, because if you have to think, if you have to like break the rules to stop the play, then maybe you should be looking at this.
and like if the other team break the rules, then you're just going to say, yeah, we're going to give you 6 points anyway. So at the end of the day, is that just like guaranteed 6 points if you're in that situation? Like you can never stop it. You can never do anything about it. Is
Yeah,
it guaranteed everything?
I think we're gonna have a very big discussion and maybe even a rule change here in the offseason.
Yeah, like that part of the game I really didn't like. I understand like at some point it has to stop, but god damn it, make Philly stop them or just run a different play or something, or just stay stuck in there. Like, deal with it. Have Philly actually trying to figure out a way out of that situation. Like, do not just like award the other team 6 points because they are trying to figure out a way of stopping that play, especially in that situation. Like, they're trying to prevent a touchdown. What do you want them to do? Like, roll over and die?
That's pretty much what they did do, so yeah.
Yeah, that's what they ended up doing. It's like, okay, you're getting 6 points anyway, so just fucking do it.
Yeah. Just get it over with. We'll try to score in the next possession.
Yeah, but that's the one part that I didn't really like about the game. Outside of that, I thought it was a fairly close game. And then the
I
fumble
agree.
in that situation, when they were down 23-34, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 23-34. The fumble happens, and then the game just goes bye-bye.
As I knew it was always going to.
Well, Jalen Hurts is in the Super Bowl again. He has a chance of correcting his mistake that he did versus Mahomes. Wait, what? Did he have two Super Bowls versus Mahomes? Or no, he just
No,
went to one
this is
Super
the
Bowl.
second. Yeah, no, it's the
Okay.
49ers that have lost two Super Bowls to Mahomes, buddy. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Philly in general having gone to three Super Bowls recently. But the other one was with Wentz and Foles. So he gets a
And they
chance
beat the
of
Patriots.
avenging the defeat.
He does. And I think when we get to the prediction part of that game that we're gonna have some very heated discussions. Because I think I know where you're going with this.
I'm just gonna
They
go with the obvious.
I know you are, buddy. I know you are.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add on this game?
No.
Okay,
No,
so we go to
it was pretty much a route.
the main event of the evening. It's the Chiefs, the Bills. They went toe to toe. From
An
the
actual good
start.
game, an actual tic-tac-toe to toe game, not a, well, it was toe to toe until, no, there's no asterisk. This was actually a good game. No asterisks are needed to be attached to this game.
But you watch the start of that game and it's like the first
Yeah,
three
Buffalo couldn't
plays
get anything going.
no my first three plays it was a Josh Allen run and then two passes that should have been intercepted or might have been intercepted in another day. They have to punt the ball and KC immediately gets a touchdown with a very nice put together drive by them. I mean, and you're watching that, and it's streaky. Then the Bills get the ball again. They go for three instead of keep trying to go for the touchdown. And all of a sudden, you're in a situation in which you're not being aggressive versus the Chiefs, and that's never good in this Super Bowl situation. But they actually managed to do a lot of good things there, especially in the first
I think they were
half.
very aggressive in the game, especially when the second half came around.
Yeah, but like the
Keep going.
first half, they were mostly passive, I would say. But you can even see it from that field goal. I know the yardage was quite a bit to get that first down, but it's still like settling for trees versus the Chiefs never really suits well for me in the playoffs. But yeah, they close the first half in a positive note with the touchdown pass to Mac Collins. There were some calls in there in which like I need your take again here because like you've been watching this much longer than I did. But there's a play in there before Kansas City scores their second touchdown in which Mahomes
PI,
throws a ball. What?
the PI play where it looks like both the defender and the receiver had the ball. I think that was to
Yeah.
Worthy,
Yeah, that's
if I'm not mistaken.
Worthy, and it's I think it is
Elam?
Brentford or Elam.
Oh,
I don't know.
Trenton.
It's
Okay.
one of the two.
I know
Maybe
Elam
it
was being
is Elam.
torched all night by Worthy, so.
Maybe
McGaughan,
AD
sorry.
is Elam because Brentford went out with a concussion, if I'm not mistaken, and maybe it might have happened before that. So it could have been Elam. The ball gets thrown. I think it's probably a catch by Worthy. Nah, I'm just gonna come out and say it, but it is
I think it was
debatable.
50-50.
Yeah, 50-50, and in 50-50, usually like favor
Usually the
the
offense.
offense. Yeah. But that play happens, and it's a first down. There's also a holding on Travis Kelce because like someone on the Bills staff thought it was a good idea to put Damar Hamlin on Travis Kelce on a one-on-one situation in a crucial third down. So yeah, that happens. It's a hold, so it's a first down no matter what. But then they award the Worthy catch, and the Chiefs run a play. They run the play until the very end, and after the play is run, like the refs stop it and say that the Bills threw a flag and they're reviewing the Worthy catch. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, has there ever been a case in which the opposing team throws a flag? The refs don't see it. The refs let the play run until the very end. Then they see the flag and they're like, okay, so we're calling all of this back. And
Yeah,
we're
that wasn't
actually going to review the play.
that that yeah, that wasn't very very kosher.
Right? Like, can you imagine if that happened for the Chiefs?
Well, to be fair, I think if they would have scored the touchdown, they wouldn't have reviewed it. So, I mean,
Also, oh, if they okay,
yeah, if the
I
Chiefs
mean
scored a
maybe,
touchdown on that play, I don't think they would have reviewed it.
I mean maybe, but it's just kind of weird that they didn't immediately blow the play that, and for my interpretation of the
Yep.
rule,
I
if
agree
they
with
don't
that.
see
I agree
the
with
if
that, though.
yeah, it's like if they don't see the flag, it's just like you're shit out of luck, buddy. It's just like the flag, pick it up. Like it's not being reviewed.
Now
So
let's go to the opposite, though. But here's the thing. Let's go to the opposite. Let's say the okay, let's say genuinely, the ref didn't see it and they basically ignored it, and Kansas City just gets to continue to keep playing, like as if nothing happened, as if Buffalo isn't attempting to challenge this play. What do you think the discourse would have been then if they would have actually followed the letter of the law?
oh, immediately it's rigged by the Chiefs.
Exactly. So you were stuck between a rock and a hard place.
No, but you actually have to follow the rules. What the fuck is this? Is this like the Republic of the Bananas? It's just like you just do whatever to appease the masses.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
The rules are
Like,
made up and the points don't matter.
okay, got it,
You
got
should
it, got
know.
it. And it's a fun thing because when I'm watching this, and when I'm watching every Chiefs game, but especially like a Chiefs Bills game like this one, I tend to go to a few Discord servers that I know quite well, and because I like to mock the whole
Yeah.
Mahomes is scary, the other guys are
I'm
like
not in Discord
bullet.
servers usually, so you have more
Yeah.
experience than me in that.
No, but I just like to make fun of the narrative that like Mahomes gets all the calls, Mahomes crests for all the flags, Mahomes gets all of this, and like everything is for Mahomes. But when everything goes to Allen and like weird shit just happens in favor of Allen, no one beeps, no one does anything, and it's fun that it's like I did make fun of the fact that like if a thing happens for the Bills. That shouldn't have happened. It's like one or two people typing, making fun of it. But the moment that anything happens, positive for the Chiefs, that has any sort of like doubt, like even a 5% doubt that it should have been that way, immediately you see several people are typing. And it's like everyone, it's just like that meme with that cat just smashing the keyboard with his paws. And that's exactly what happened in there. It's like Worthy gets the catch. Like you don't even see a whole lot of the replay, and it's like okay, play happens. No one really says anything. After that, we see the flag thrown by McDermott reviewing the play. Like a couple people are like, "What the fuck is this? This shouldn't be allowed." And the moment that the people see the replay, and it's like there's even a doubt that Worthy didn't make that catch, immediately you see several people are typing, and it's like, oh my God, rigged for the Chiefs. Oh my God, how is this a catch? Oh my God, if this doesn't turn into an intercept
To be fair, I
or
think
an
they could have gone either
incompletion.
way with that call.
Yeah, but
I would have
again,
disagreed either way.
it's two things. It's if it's 50-50, you favor the offense, and you need conclusive evidence to overturn a call. Like, you got nothing from there. It's a 50-50 play at best. You had no conclusive evidence that, one, the ball moved when touching the turf, which I don't think it moved. The ball touches the turf, sure, but it doesn't move. So there's possession at least. And you really can't see if that's like even 60-40 to the defense. It keeps looking like a 50-50. So they're going to give it to the offense. So there's not really any sort of grounds to overturn that call. But immediately it's like, oh my God, how isn't this being overturned? Oh my God, how is that? Oh my God, how is that? Oh my God, like, how are the Chiefs still in this? Oh my God, this is all rigged. And it's like no one even batted an eye when rules were just like disregarded to allow for the Bills to try and review a play that they had no business reviewing. So I just find it funny in those scenarios when like you can clearly see that one team gets all of the passes, the other team, even if something is slightly wrong, and it goes to the team that we talked last week. It's about winners. And yeah, people just can't deal with it. So yeah, that first half I watched in full before going to bed. After that, I watched
Oh,
the
you
game
missed the
recording.
better half. You missed the much better half. Oh
I
my
missed the
God.
better half. Yeah, I watched it back in the morning. But it was the game in 40. I was skipping parts and whatnot. I did see some of the controversial plays as well. And I did see some of the Bills' aggressive plays. Oh, actually, like going for another aggressive play of them in the first half when they get the touchdown in the end. There's a penalty. They get the point, the PAT, and they get a penalty in favor. So they retake. They do the 2-point conversion. They do the QB sneak, and the Chiefs stop it with ease. So I was kind
Yeah, that's
of.
another thing I'd like to bring out because Tony Romo called this out like I want to say sometime in the third quarter, and then once you saw it, you couldn't unsee it, which is Josh Allen when he's doing a sneak or when he's doing a designated run that isn't out of shotgun, a
He goes to
quarterback
the
run that isn't
left.
out of shotgun, he goes to the left, so favoring the left guard. Yes.
Yeah. And like
Yeah.
that happened in that play, that happened in the other QB sneak, or the other two QB sneaks that happened. They stopped all of them. So, I mean, sometimes like teams just need to pay attention to the details. And you can get away facing a Bo Nix, facing a, what did they face last round? Facing
CS
a
Brown.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
No, Lamar. Because like the head coaches, although the head coaches on those teams are good, they are not Andy Reid good. They are not like Hall of Fame type of like first ballot best coaches ever. They are not in that discussion. So when you face a guy, especially when you face a DC like Spags, who is maybe the best DC in the league right now. Like those little details just come to bite you, and it did for them in this scenario.
Yeah, it's a good game, dude, all around. I'm pretty sure it's the first game, at least it's the first game I remember watching this playoffs, where I don't think either quarterback got an interception, or I didn't even know if they, I don't even think they did a turnover unless it was a turnover on downs.
I don't
Like, it's
think there.
crazy.
There was any turnovers, but I can double check that real quick.
Yeah,
So
I don't recall seeing one, which is crazy because. One turnover from Patrick Mahomes, that game could turn either way, just like in an instant.
no, it had one. Casey had one. The fumble by Mahomes.
Gotcha.
When he was ending it off to, or not ending it off, he was doing the play action with Pacheco. I think when he was pulling the ball, it got out of his hand in the first half, and then got the
For a
fumble.
second. So, yeah.
So, but yeah, like in the second half, I saw a few plays as well. Like there was There was a QB sneak that people were crying about because the referee, how was it? The
Was
referee
the
that
one
was,
that
one gave it the first down, and that's supposedly the one that had his eye on the ball. And the guy that had his eye on the back of Josh Allen, that guy didn't give it
Oh
a
no,
first
yeah.
down.
Yep.
From the angles that I saw it, it didn't seem like a first down, but I think like a multi-million or even a $1 billion company like the NFL probably should have some sort of like a Skycam or some sort of better technology to find out if the ball is over a line, not just like high test, but what do I know?
That's eventually what's going to happen is we're going to have like markers placed in the ball, and it's going to go the field is going to be like gridded somehow, so you know exactly where the ball is in a given like nanosecond. That's probably the future.
It's 2025, dude. You probably should have that already. Like, we've had that in soccer for when the ball clears the line, the goal line, in the net for like, I don't know, almost 10 years now. It's just like have a chip on the ball and just like monitor the line. It seems fairly easy, especially like. Fairly easy to solve for a $1 billion company like the NFL. But what do we know? Maybe just keep doing this until like we don't want to change anything that's original about the game, right?
Yep.
I think the
Got
one
the
thing that I
safety
do need
integrity of the
to
game.
the one thing that I do need to criticize, and let me know if you're with me on this one, on the Bills. Is the fact that in the second half, I mean, Jesus Christ, their defense, they were playing super soft. Even at times in the first half, after Brentford went out, they were playing some soft ass coverage, like giving. I remember a play, multiple plays, in fact, in which Worthy had like a 10 yard cushion to the DB. I understand that you don't want to be burned by the speed deep. But it's still like you were playing very soft defense versus Mahomes. Like he was just dinking and dunking all over you. And for a playoff
Yeah.
game, I would expect more aggressiveness there. And then
I mean,
other thing
they
is.
did. The Bills did try something different because they did run man, more man than they have in their other games against Kansas City. It wasn't working. Xavier Worthy was absolutely gashing them in the first half.
Yeah,
Go
but
on,
like
sorry.
a lot of those plays, like in which he was gashing them, especially after Brentford went out, he was gashing them because like he had those 10 yards of cushion. I remember multiple plays of him versus Helam, and dude was just like alone in an island. I don't know what was happening there. I don't know if like it was a mess up or like. If the scheme really called for that, I just think that's sort of asinine. If the scheme is calling you to do that, and the other thing that I think was kind of crazy, especially in the second half, is that you have a guy like James Cook. James Cook was averaging 8.4 yards per touch across the game, and I believe he had no carries inside of the 6 minute mark. And in the key drives in the end, they had Ty Johnson out there running some plays. Like, I understand that you want to rotate, and I understand that Ty Johnson offers things that James Cook very little, very few things that James Cook doesn't offer. But like, I don't understand that you're trailing. You need to get those wins. You're facing your arch rival of sorts, and your best weapon on offense outside of Josh Allen isn't in the field in that game. So that was kind of weird to me, honestly. I don't know if that's coaching, if that's scheme. You can do whatever you want. I would put it on coaching. I would put it on whoever is calling the personnel out there. So that guy isn't great overall in this. But it was a very close game. Like even time of possession. This might be one of the closest games in terms of time of possession in the playoffs. The Chiefs, wait, was it the Chiefs? No, Buffalo had 30 minutes and 32 seconds of time of possession. Kansas City had 29 minutes and 28 seconds of time of possession. So even there, it's incredibly tied, like sacks as well, 2 sacks each. The big thing, like Buffalo as well, like they got kind of lucky in this department because if I'm not mistaken, they had 4 fumbles, they lost none. The Chiefs had 1 fumble and they lost it. I remember especially one from Josh Allen in the first half, in which the fumbles the ball while going backwards. The ball has a favorable bounce on the grass to him, and he just manages to pick it up with one hand as the Chiefs player is about to jump on it, and he just manages to like zings it out of the way and keeps possession. So I think a lot of things went right for the Bills. They made a few mistakes on defense. I think they made a few mistakes on offense with the personnel they were using. But unless you're absolutely goddamn perfect in every single instance, you're not beating the Chiefs. And I think it's just time to accept that.
We'll see.
Three straight Super Bowls. Yeah.
Mahomes becomes has another quarterback won three straight? I don't
No
think they
QB
have.
has ever gone to three straight.
Has ever gone to three straight. Oh my God. The GOAT
Like
conversations, if he wins this, are gonna
they
be
were talking
crazy.
about it. They were talking about it in the broadcast, and I believe every single QB that won two straight, the best they could ever achieve was going to the AFC Championship the year after. They never went to the Super Bowl. So they never even got to three.
Oh man.
He wins this. That's 4 rings, 3 straight.
That's crazy.
If he reaches the AFC Championship next year as well, by the way, I'm putting the horses in front of the carriage, or the carriage in front of the horses, whatever you want to say. If they go to the AFC Championship next year, he will also tie Brady's and New England's streak of going to the AFC of 2 straight AFC championships. I believe that's 8. So if he goes again next year, oh boy. The GOAT talks, man. I think we're experiencing the GOAT actually.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get to a situation where we talk about Mahomes and Jordan. I think he's gonna hit that stratosphere.
I think this is fairly similar, although like there are in NBA, you had Jordan, you had LeBron. There were plenty of years separating the peak of one and the other, so people
Yeah.
could digest the what Jordan had done. They could like see what LeBron was doing and sort of like compare it side to side. I think here the time that you had between like one GOAT finishing his career, and I mean the other GOAT, like the other guy in the GOAT conversation is as literally like from the moment that
Played
Brady
him.
ended his career,
Yeah.
he just like completely jumped in to the conversation, just like started making his own path. But I do think like people will resist Mahomes, people will hate Mahomes, and it's going to be very similar to what happened with LeBron. Like in, I don't know, in 5, 6, 7 years, like when Mahomes probably matches the amount of titles that Brady won by then, maybe even surpasses them, people will just like be sad that they didn't enjoy the ride and they didn't appreciate what they have. So
Yeah. There's not much to add to that. Yeah. Like we're witnessing history in front of us, and our only hope of stopping it appears to be Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. So may God have mercy on our souls.
well, this year is actually the Eagles. So, really, God have mercy on our souls.
Resident Eagles here.
I'm just gonna back the Chiefs again. It's just like the one
The
thing
Chiefs just
more.
play the best team the Chiefs were going to play in this playoffs.
Probably. Yeah, because like they
Probably.
faced the team with I mean, the QB was playing flawlessly. I think running wise, I think run wise the Eagles are still better, but the passing game, I think Allen as a better passer of the football than Jalen Hurts. I think even in that last play that ended in the turnover, like you see Josh Allen backing down, backing down, backing down. He manages to throw a crazy ass pass that almost should have been caught, or even should have been caught by Dalton Kincaid. He just manages to drop it. I mean, you see Hurts in those similar situations in which pressure is getting to him, and you saw that versus the Commanders. You saw that versus the Packers as well, and you were sitting there, and like they really couldn't do anything. When he was getting that pressure, like his pocket awareness is still a major issue for him. He was taking sacks, he was taking safeties, and it really wasn't working out for him. So I can only imagine what will happen when he faces that Chiefs defense that had been playing so well versus the Bills. So I think on offense, the Bills are probably a bit better than the Eagles, especially like this current version of the Eagles. Who has a QB hurt? Like Jalen Hurts apparently has been playing with knee injuries. Not apparently, like he had a knee injury in the game versus the Rams. He had a knee injury there. Then they lost their starting center. They lost their backup center, which meant that their starting center had to come back and play some snaps, even though he was very hurt. So AJ Brown not really clicking 100% with Hurts again. So I think the current iteration of the Bills offense is better than the Eagles offense. Of course the Eagles have the X factor in Saquon Barkley and his ability to just like break away those runs. But to be fair, the Chiefs are probably the best defense that the Eagles have faced all year as well, especially run defense.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know, because against the Bills, it looked like their pass defense was a lot better than their run defense. Well, one of the adjustments the Bills made going into the second half was giving the ball to James Cook more and running, I believe. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, on the drive that they went up 21-22, they passed the ball maybe one time the entire drive. So I think that's concerning to me that the Bills' adjustment was let's try and gash them on the run, and they did. So I don't think this game's as cut as dry as you think it is. Eagles
Maybe
versus.
there's also a nice little trend that I learned about yesterday, which it could be maybe useful for this game, the Super Bowl when it happens, and for our listeners out there, maybe keep it in the back of your mind if you're watching the game and thinking about betting it. But so far in this playoffs, every running back on the team trailing at half has covered his life rushing yardage bet. So, which means it's like, for example, in this Bills game, they had James Cook. James Cook line at the half was around 43 and a half, if I'm not mistaken, rushing yards. He broke that line fairly easily. Like he had nearly 90 yards. And every team in the playoffs this year, the running back in that team, when they're down going into the second half, he has cashed his line. He has gone over the line that is set for him, the rushing line that is set for him at half. So maybe it's just like one of those scenarios in which like the team goes to the half, they're losing, but they're like, okay, let's change things up. Let's keep the ball on the ground. Let's try not to make any sort of mistakes. And maybe that's just like a trend that happens. It's not necessarily like the Chiefs now have a bad run defense. I think it was just like a situation that happened to them, in which like they had a game plan at the start, and the Bills had to counter it at the half. And maybe like when I said that they didn't use James Cook in the end in the last like 6 minutes, yet he didn't have a touch. Maybe that's because the Chiefs made extra adjustments. I would need to watch the game back in the All 22 to have a better view of that. But maybe that's just what happened. Like they managed to counter what the Bills were doing, much like the Bills managed to counter what the Chiefs were doing in the first half.
Interesting.
But I think the main
Where?
takeaways on both teams going into the Super Bowl, and I guess we can use this to transition to the Super Bowl and make our
Super
predictions.
Bowl predictions. Okay.
Yeah, I think, unless you have something else to talk about the Chiefs and the
No,
Bills. No?
no.
Just like one
Other
question
than,
that I do have about the Bills is like,
yeah.
can Josh Allen actually keep this going? Like, you saw the TikTok that I sent you, the video that I sent you. The dude looked absolutely distraught in the post game conference.
Yeah, he did. God, what was I gonna say? So I don't think this was a. This wasn't the best Bills roster I think Josh Allen has even had, and I think the Bills are gonna continue to improve upon that roster. At least I hope they do. I actually like the Bills' future, honestly. You get a number one wide receiver. You work on the defense, specifically the pass rushers and the secondary. And then you go from there. I think this might be insane to say, but I think the Chiefs are very gettable.
On the wide
Especially moving.
receiver, I would say that if they do keep Joe Brady as the OC, and if they do keep this philosophy of like a bit like the Chiefs' philosophy of just like having wide receiver by committee, which was first adopted by the Patriots back in the in those dynasty days. I remember last year we were sitting here and we were saying, like Stefon Diggs, maybe washed, maybe this, maybe that. He moved teams. He still looked fairly good with Houston. Then I floated around the theory that maybe it's just like this scheme doesn't really use wide receivers all that, like especially like alpha wide receivers all that much. They are okay with just like rotating the ball around. And then people went hyped when they traded for Amari Cooper. And Amari Cooper honestly hasn't done all that much, especially on a consistent basis. He really hasn't done that
He
much. He has
didn't
added
look
games here or
good
there.
on the Browns, though, unless he got major volume.
Well,
And even
yeah, he
then,
also didn't look good on the Browns for sure. But it's just
yeah.
like, does it make sense in investing in a wide receiver one, or is there better things that they can do with that investment? Because I'm not
Stack
entirely
the defense?
certain.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a few more pieces on the defense. I think their defense played very well this whole season, especially since Matt
Better than
Milano
I
came back.
expected it when they lost like half their defense to free agency. So yeah.
Yeah, especially on the back half. So maybe extra investment in that department is better than the wide receivers, and just keep developing those young guys. Keep taking shots in the second and the third round on guys to further develop them, like you did with Keon Coleman. I think that's maybe the better route that they're going for, because like those waffle wide receivers, I don't think that this scheme is going to use them all that much. I think they've completely gone away from that. They are fine just having multiple good to okay pieces and elevating pieces that come in there that aren't perceived as good, like a Mac Hollins, for example, who isn't perceived to be a good NFL wide receiver. He goes in there and he has a fairly solid season. He has a very good game versus the Chiefs as well with that touchdown. So I think they're just going to do that sort of rotation. My question here is more like, how longer, I would say, can Josh Allen keep taking this? Because you saw in that video, like the four losses really seem to have taken a toll on him. Like this is probably
Yeah.
the closest that he ever got. Like maybe no, maybe
No,
the
it
one in
was the
which like
overtime.
the 37-second one in which like they got into field goal range in 30 something seconds. That's
Yeah.
probably the one that stung the most.
Yeah, for
But I
sure.
feel like they had him in there. This game in the end. When I woke up and when I was watching the game, I didn't see the result at first. I thought that maybe this is the one time they're actually going to get them because that's the perfect scenario. Like the Chiefs are up three and you have the ball in your hand and you can finally dictate your future. There's around 2 minutes and change left in the clock. You're actually about to dictate what you want to do and take control of your fate. And he blunders it in the end. Like they
Yep.
can't get the first down.
Yep.
So I don't know. It seems a bit like the Jim Kelly Bills, except they don't have the Super Bowl appearances. It's just like AFC appearance, AFC Championship appearances, which
Yeah.
what's the point
And
of having to play the extra game? Go 2 weeks earlier to Cancun, I guess.
it's what was I gonna say? And it's to the same person too, for the most part.
That's the part that stings the most. Like, that's
Yeah.
four times that he went
To the
against that
same team, yeah.
person, and he can't get over that ill.
No, that's the thing that always stings the most.
Like, mentally, I don't know how you can keep doing this again and again and again, and I don't know how long he can keep doing this until he just like breaks down mentally.
I think Josh Allen and the Bills will be fine. I
Okay.
do.
So I think the key for the Eagles and the Chiefs game, in my eyes, I think the key for the Eagles and what they need to do, and let me know if you agree with this. Like, this is how I see
Eagles?
the
Okay, go.
Eagles, trying to win this game, is the turnovers. Is trying to play. I mean, the Eagles are the best team in the NFL this year in fumbles, in making fumbles happen. So
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's the key takeaway. You know that Mahomes really isn't going to make any sort of those bullish mistakes. He's not going to get rattled by pressure as well all that much. His offensive line is actually like the best that it has been as well. He's going to dink and dunk. So like even zone coverage and whatnot, man coverage, you're going to get exposed somewhere. So I think all of that has been taken care of. I think you're best way of going against this is just forcing those turnovers when the ball isn't on Mahomes' end. It's just trying to punch your ball away.
That's part of it. Honestly, you just think about it the same way as you thought about Brady in the 2010s. You get pressure on Brady and you hope that's enough, and you hope you do enough on your offense on the other end to beat him. That's really the key. And I do think the Eagles are very well equipped for that because the Eagles pass rush has played extremely well this playoffs and in the back half of the season.
But they
So
also, again, they haven't faced an offensive line like the Chiefs.
that's true.
That's the one big thing that and you also haven't faced a QB like Mahomes. Like, for example, in the game versus Stafford, he makes some turnovers in that game. In the game versus Jordan Love, he also forced him into some turnovers. The game versus the Commanders, you got one turnover out of Jaden Daniels, then you managed to force fumbles as well, three fumbles outside of that. But you haven't faced a team like the Chiefs. You haven't faced a QB that won't get rattled easily. You won't face a QB that can create a whole lot, like out of thin air. Like, he can create a lot of plays. And you haven't faced a team that is just like, they've been there, they've done it, they've won three Super Bowls for the most part. They have that winning mentality. They have that winning experience. So, like, I think it becomes very tough for the Eagles to do anything here. I think you will need the perfect game plan on defense, and that really going to be punching the ball over, baiting those turnovers, trying to push that as much as possible. Maybe even baiting plays into getting those fumbles. And on offense, I think you really need to drain the clock as much as possible. Take the ball out of Mahomes' hands. And that's the thing is, and why I can never get behind it, is that I can't get behind Sirianni doing that. And you saw this game versus Washington. He had scenarios in there in which, like, there were around, what, I think it was 6 or 7 minutes left in the clock in the third quarter. Like, if the Commanders got a stop, they were down 11. If the Commanders got a stop, they were right back in it, and they weren't really wasting any sort of clock. They were going up tempo in that scenario. You're
That's the
not
most
really,
concerning, honestly.
yeah, it's like you're
That
not having a good feel of the game if you're doing that, right?
yeah.
If you can't keep the possession long enough. And it's good that Saquon has those bursts, has those takeaway runs, but those also like take very little time off the clock. Like, the defense won't get exhausted by that. You're putting the ball back right back into Mahomes' hand unless you hit them with like two, three strikes in a row, and all of a sudden you're up three scores out of nowhere. You're not really going to rattle him, and it's not really going to do that much because he's methodical. He's going to be able to think about the football. He's going to be able to go downfield. The run game, I mean, shit, they made Kareem Hunt look serviceable again.
Yeah, they did.
So, I think
What happened
the
to Pacheco? Did he get hurt again? Or is he
no,
just...
I still think he's just mostly playing a mostly backup
Hurt.
role because he's probably not back 100% yet. He only had
Yeah.
five carries in this game, seven touches in total versus the 18 touches that Kareem Hunt got. Like out of 17 carries, Kareem Hunt got 64 yards. That's not great,
Yeah.
but that's gonna move the football. Like that's all they need. They don't need him to be that hyper effective running back. They need him to pick up like 2, 3 yards in key scenarios. That's what they need him for. Mahomes can move the ball. They also are running like those jet sweeps by Xavier Worthy as well. So I think the key for the Chiefs in this game is just like play your game. I think it's just that simple. It's like, don't force things. Do what you do. Dink and dunk all over there. I think you're going to see a big game by Travis Kelce, who was mostly, quote unquote, asleep in this game. Use the speed of Xavier Worthy as you've been doing. Like, they've been using him. They've been using, especially Hollywood Brown as well. They were using him early in that game in the slant, as much like they were using Rashee
Yeah.
Rice as well. That was very good from them. I think it's just
Well,
like
that's
stick to
also
their game
because
plan.
those are running man at the start of the game, and they have two very fast wide receivers that can just burn you on those
Yeah.
plays.
Yeah, that
So,
is true.
so.
Don't know. I think the Eagles have a hill to climb to win this game, honestly.
I do think the, like I said, I could see it going either way. I do think if it's a close game, it favors the Chiefs, obviously. Like that's a no duh statement. Anyone can make that statement. But I do think that there's this off chance where, do you remember the, you, well, of course, you're a Seahawks fan. Do you remember the Broncos Peyton Manning Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks where he started with a fumble and it was just downhill from there? It
Yeah,
wasn't
I
a
remember.
Manning. I
I
do
remember that.
think there's an off chance that could happen for the Eagles this game too. I do think the Eagles defense and pass rush is that talented that, well, granted, that was the center's fault, not anything the Seahawks did. But I do believe that there could be some misgaffs or some things that happen that the and you blink and the Eagles are up 21-7. So,
And you
eh.
could also see that with Saquon taking away some of those
Yeah.
massive gains that he tends to get. But I just think like with the experience that they have, with how well
Oh no,
built
the
and
Chiefs should be favored. Chiefs
yeah,
1,000% should be favored.
how well oiled this machine is right now, I would be surprised if the Eagles win this. I'm not gonna lie.
Sure.
Okay, so
So your prediction, Beats,
hey,
what you got for
in
the
terms of
score?
predictions, four score. That's interesting. I definitely think that the Chiefs are gonna win. The line right now is sitting at minus 1.5 for the
Which is what
Chiefs.
it was for the
So,
Bills. So.
yeah, it opened at one, moved to 1.5 right now. So some money coming into the Chiefs early. I think I have it the Chiefs winning. Twenty 30.
I am actually very similar. But I have the Eagles. I have the Eagles winning this game 35-21.
35-21.
I'm
Okay,
going out on
come
a limb.
on.
I am going to acknowledge up front that you probably have the pulse of the game and the pulse of the outcome on your side, but I just have this sneaky suspicion that somehow, some way, the Eagles are not going to get caught this year. They're going to win a Super Bowl, and some things are going to happen that you just either didn't foresee happening or couldn't foresee happening. And the Eagles are going to win this game. I think it's going to be like, it's going to feel like divine intervention coming to like strike you down. It's going to feel unfair. I'm going to ask you again to apologize to the Eagles, but it's going to happen. That's what I feel is going to happen. And I, logic out the door. You should be right. This is, you have the correct opinion. I'm telling you, there's something that's going to happen in this game that you couldn't have predicted with numbers or statistics or trends.
Okay. I like it. I like it. I think we're in the consensus here. I think we both think it's gonna be a close game, and there's gonna be a few key factors here that are gonna determine this, and I think you will see it fairly soon which way this one is going. I think
That's fair.
it's gonna be one of those Super Bowls. 'Cause if all of a sudden like Saquon bursts the big one, Casey Ball, and they fumble the ball, or there's any sort of turnover, or they really can't convert, and the Eagles manage to build a good drive, takes a lot of time off the clock, finishes up with another touchdown, and all of a sudden the Chiefs are going into the halfway of the second quarter, and they are down two scores. I think it could pile up there. But again, even in that scenario, I just like
The
it's the
Chiefs came back
Chiefs.
from that against the
It's the
Eagles
Chiefs, right?
last
It's
time,
like
so
if there's a single team
they're
in the
not out.
NFL that you have
They're
hope
never
and
out.
that you know they can turn that around, it's the Chiefs. I mean, so it just feels inevitable. It's like a lot of those Tom Brady Super Bowls where it's just like they have a great defense, they have a
There we
great
go.
O-line.
We
So
have the title. Patrick Mahomes is the Thanos of the NFL.
it is. It is.
Feels
Also,
inevitable.
since we're finishing up the predictions, until the Super Bowl, we're tied. So one of us is gonna win this.
Oh
One of
my
us is gonna lose this. Yeah, because you went 3-3 to start. Then I went 2-4. So I was down one. Then the week after, we both went 2-1. I was still down one. And then this week you went two L's because you had Washington plus 6.5 and Buffalo plus 2.5. And I had Washington plus 6.5 and KC minus 2.5. So I got the win in there. So we're tying this one and we're going to the final to figure out who's going to win the quote unquote predictions playoff crown here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you're gonna win this, but wouldn't it just be so you and so amazing if you had the consensus right opinion, you had the likely outcome, and it just doesn't happen for you? History doesn't get made.
Would be pretty pissed
Patrick
off.
Mahomes doesn't feel inevitable. What's that?
Would be pretty pissed off, especially because that would mean the Eagles would have won it, so.
Oh my God, you might be gone for a whole week. We might never
Yeah.
see you again.
I'm not gonna be back. I it's gonna be the reverse of the Wolf of Wall Street scene. It's like I'm not going away. It's like I'm not coming back.
Never coming back. I'm not gonna watch the Eagles win a goddamn Super Bowl.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Is that it from us this week?
That is it from us this week.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you for listening all this way in. Hope you enjoyed the playoffs so far. Hope you're liking the Super Bowl. From what I've seen the reactions online, it's not the best. People aren't too thrilled about the Chiefs going back, but it is what it is. Like, people usually don't like the dynasties. So, but I hope you like your Super Bowl matchup. I sure do. I know I'm gonna be watching it. The halftime show should also be very good in that one. So yeah, let us know if you agree with our takes on the games, if you agree with our reads on the Super Bowl as well. We're gonna be back next week as well. We're gonna be discussing maybe what happened in the Pro Bowl. We're definitely gonna be talking about the news. that came out recently of the head coaches' hirings and whatnot. We're going to round up and talk a bit more about the Super Bowl to finish it up. And yeah, if you enjoyed the show so far, make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Make sure to, if you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, the Spotify app, make sure to also turn on the auto downloads. Leave us a not leave us, my bad. I already said that. Just make sure to also subscribe to the show. And if you're watching it on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe, all of those good things, and leave us those comments. And yeah, as always, guys, talk to you next week.
Just out of curiosity, before you head out, a little something for anyone who's staying. Could you give me right now who has the best odds for the MVP, Alex?
Oh, MVP. I'm not even sure if you can still bet on it, but I think you can. Let me see. Right now, it is Josh Allen at -250. And that's the best odds that you can get anywhere because there's a few places where it's -400 or worse, even like -470.
Right. I have a
But
feeling
like,
it's going to be an interesting week. Next
we'll
week.
see. We'll see.
Join
We're
us
going to be
next
talking
week.
about all of those news, the Pro Bowl, the coaching hirings, the MVP awards. As you can see, Angelou is thinking that it's going to be Josh Allen. I just think it's going to be Lamar.
It's
And yeah.
Lamar, the brand I'm gonna have is gonna be next level. But go on.
Hey, you have to tune in to see if there's any sort of rant or if Angelou is going to take the victory laps. There's a few other interesting ones that are fairly close. Like Joe Burrow and Sam Darnold for NFL Comeback Player of the Year.
It should
There's
be Sam
also
Darnold, like Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is
Really? Joe
favorites.
Burrow?
Joe Burrow is favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Joe Burrow had a great season. He should be, yeah, he is in the MVP conversation. If I'm not mistaken, he's one of the finalists when they announced that.
Yeah.
But comeback player of the year, like, if you didn't know Joe Burrow was good, you were just weren't watching football. So, like,
I
Sam
mean,
Darnold revitalized his career, literally, not figuratively.
most places have him close. Like, he's close to Sam Darnold on most betting houses. He's the favorite in all of them. But there's a betting house which is, no clue what this icon is. But there's a betting house that I'm seeing on Vegas Insider that has Sam Darnold at +1,000 to win Comeback Player of the Year. Which seems kind of asinine. I guess they're
Well, that was a
banking
longer
on the
outro.
fact that I think just to close it out, I think that's because there's supposed to be a new rule in place this year in which players need to have faced some sort of adversity to actually be comeback player of the year. Like they've passed that memo around the voting committee to avoid a situation like Geno Smith, which he hasn't actually come back from anything outside of sucking. I guess that's maybe why Sam Darnold is not the favorite in a lot of places.
Wow. Unbelievable. But I guess you got to give Joe Burrow something. You're not going
Yeah.
to give him MVP.
Okay. So, guys, hope you enjoyed it. Have a blast this week, and we'll be back next week. Have a good one.
Yes.